Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. In a few minutes, Stephen J.J. Wiseman will join us. The latest Boogie has identity theft alert. Very helpful information. He's going to talk to us, though, this morning about former CIA employee Jeffrey Sterling, who's on trial on charges he violated his oath and leaked confidential information to a reporter. But there's a little twist in the road in this case, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Divers retrieving the flight data recorder of Air Asia Flight 8501. Located the cockpit voice recorder. Why do you say finally? What is there that we have these
expectations? It took them a long time.
No, it didn't. They're in the middle of
the
typhoon.
Well, they knew where the tail was.
No, but you know what?
Please.
That stuff, no.
You know where it is.
Please.
Go and get it.
No.
Stop wasting my money.
It was trapped under a wing.
Yeah. It was, this stuff is like finding a needle in a haystack, and we've all become so kind of spoiled. We expect instant this, instant that, and
yeah,
you know,
it costs cash.
And what are you talking about?
It costs money for these searches. Like, get in there, get it done. Let's
you're
go.
Not paying for it. What do you care?
I'm sure we are paying
in the world. We are paying, yes.
You think we'd pay? Well,
oh,
we have
absolutely.
Some
two
Navy resources
there.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah,
but they'd be out there anyway.
There. Without a doubt, you're paying for it.
No, I don't know that I am. I'm going to argue with you on that one. The ships are there anyway, and they're just doing maneuvers. So how is it costing us, other than perhaps a little extra fuel for a plane that goes out and searches? They're out there. They're doing this sort of thing day in and day out anyway, just on maneuvers, on alert. You have no idea. The average person in this country has no idea where all of our ships and planes are. We've got ships in the air. Planes in the air. I hope we get to the ships in the air. We have ships on the ocean.
That would be cool.
We have hundreds of ships, thousands of planes that are in the air all over the world all the time, watching, listening, looking. So I think it's kind of specious. Not that I approve that we should be spending all this money, because I don't, but I think that it's not really something that is overboard, pardon the pun, in terms of what we're spending. Having said that, what they are going to find out when they listen to the black boxes is that yet once again a crap can Airbus cracks apart in weather that it's not built to take, the same as the Airbus that went down over the eastern Atlantic off the coast of South Africa after it had flown over from Brazil, got into some really bad weather. Those planes are not built well enough to take the real stress of real storms. So if you're flying in nice, clear weather and don't have anything to worry about, you're great on a crap can Airbus, but you get into some really bad storms. When's the last time you saw a Boeing plane come down as a result of a really severe storm encounter? You won't find that it is because
really?
It is built. You won't find that.
But look.
No, Richie's going to go get it because he can hardly wait to prove me wrong. However, as long as we're in the water, got the story of this 91-year-old swimmer.
This is
not the Speedo story that most. This is not Speedo you are thinking about. This is an ad. Doesn't have any teeny tiny swim briefs in it. None of its spokes jocks. Is that what they call them? Spokes jocks now? Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, that ilk.
Sure, spokespeople that are in the sports world. Yeah.
Yeah. The Speedo of 2015. Focusing less on competitive swimming and more on everyday water sports. To do that, the ad is using a Speedo spokesperson who's 91 years old. Jürgen Schmidt of Huntington Beach, California. Jürgen Schmidt. He still swims about a mile every day. Has put together a 3-minute video And the video has been posted by Speedo. Mr. Schmidt, who worked for a meatpacking company, turns 92 in February. He says to the young folks who are watching the ad, quote, "Don't be afraid to get in the water. And when you go in, make sure you're wearing a Speedo." So what is, does Speedo cover the, you can buy a Speedo that covers your whole body, right? Or is it just you're thinking of...
A Speedo is like a little yingy thing over your...
Right, feet. A Speedo is a little teeny bathing suit.
Tiny, it's like a...
As opposed to a wetsuit.
Right, so that's what they call a wetsuit covers your whole body?
Yeah.
But isn't it made out of the same material?
It's a little thicker.
Is it? How do you know?
Because I have a friend who does long distance swims.
Really?
Yeah, and I've worn a wetsuit when I've gone surfing.
You went surfing?
Did you ever wear a Speedo?
That was a sight.
Yeah, better was.
Did you wear a Speedo, Rich?
When I was a kid on the swim team, yes.
Really?
Oh, that's hot.
Oh, come on.
That 13-year-old me in a Speedo.
That okay.
That's creepy.
I'll send you pictures.
How many people went to see Selma over the weekend? Raise your hands.
Not me.
I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not hardly.
Not the same.
No, not the same thing. A lot of good reviews of the movie. Doesn't place.
It's supposed to be really good.
Well, it doesn't make LBJ look good. Doesn't make George Wallace look good. But guess, let's face it, they didn't look good because they weren't good. They were trying in different ways. LBJ was trying to satisfy or to placate black voters because he was running for a second term. And behind the scenes, he was pretty sneaky, but that's the way the guy was anyway. And then there's George Wallace, who we all know was the champion of the decade, if not the century. Meanwhile, while we're on to Martin Luther King, his son, Martin Luther King III, and the younger brother have gone to court to order their sister to turn over their father's Nobel Medal and his Bible, so that the two can be sold. The daughter says, no, I don't want them sold. The two brothers say they want them sold. So they're going to court to order her to give her to give them the material that she has kept to protect it from being sold. What would you do under the circumstances if your father was famous, more famous than he is, Jennifer, and he had some prize material and he was no longer with us? You're an only child, so I guess there's no argument there. But
yeah, I would keep it. Yes.
Whatever it is in this circumstance that prompts them, are they hurting for money? Is that the
that seems to be the big motivator for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, it's sort of a food for thought item. 13 and change after the hour. Doctor's in the next half hour. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman with the whistleblower trial up next here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services discount. Right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license, all 50 states and Omaha, number 3030.
16 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Richie and Jennifer and I have, I'm back to the doctor again. I don't know what I've got, doctor.
Getting
Dr.
a promotion.
Well, there are a lot of lawyers who have JDs, right? And I would bet some of them were profs with you at Bentley, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to go on to school and get a JD?
No, I am a JD.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Juris Doctor.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
So you're right. Dr. Wiseman.
Okay, so yeah.
You know, it's funny because you mentioned that at schools, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So I got this letter, doctor, and I said, what kind of joke is this? They said, oh, no, you're a Juris Doctor. That's how you're supposed to be referred.
Right.
But I feel unless you can take out my appendix, you don't call yourself doctor.
Doctor, how do I get this lawyer's contract out of my...
Yeah, right. So, Wendy, I've known you for how many years have I known you? 20 plus years or more. How long? At least 20 years. I never knew you had a doctorate.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Let's use it.
The former CIA employee Jeffrey Sterling is on trial on charges he violated his oath and leaked confidential information to a reporter, but his plight is overshadowed by the reporter's First Amendment arguments, and there's a media backlash here. So where is this going to go?
Well, it's pretty much won already. This is a case that I talk about a lot in my media law class at Bentley. And what happened is the reporter for the New York Times, James Risen, wrote a book called State of War. And this goes back actually to 2006. And the federal government said that they wanted him and they subpoenaed him to release his source. And this is really important for the media not to have to do this. The federal government was even a bit hard on him, coming down saying, okay, we're going to name you as an accessory to the crime. We're going to subpoena you in. Really leaning heavily. Risen, he didn't shake. He spoke before a judge privately earlier last week, and the government's going to kind of lay off. They're not going to push him. But the federal government has brought a lot of actions in the past using the 1917 Espionage Act against reporters to try and get them to give their sources. And this is an important issue.
So you say it's over and done already before it even gets to trial?
Yeah, because what happened is there was such backlash each time the government, first of all, when they actually intimated that they would bring criminal charges against the reporter, a huge backlash. Mm-hmm. The federal government backed off and put in some new rules. Now, when Risen pretty much said, no, you want to cite me for contempt, cite me for contempt, I don't even think they're going to make him testify at this point. They want to avoid this battle.
All right, you'll be happy to hear that George Zimmerman was arrested over the weekend after he threw some wine at his girlfriend. He didn't throw the wine. He threw the bottle of wine at his girlfriend.
Details.
So now he went before a judge. The judge said bond at $5,000, ordered him to surrender his gun and have no contact with this woman. This guy is so stupid.
Yeah. How about having no contact with human beings?
Ever.
Oh, my God. So in this circumstance, how many times can you get into trouble for this sort of thing and not really be in trouble?
Well, you know, you got to wonder about that. And you wonder if the book will be thrown at him as a basis, you know, by adding up all of the other stuff he's done. It's sort of like O.J. Simpson, who is a killer. He's not a murderer, but he definitely is a killer because he wasn't convicted. He was found responsible in a civil action, and he killed a couple of people. He goes to jail for an inordinate period of time on some really smaller charges.
They got him. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on Good Day.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Programmer 24 past the hour. Richie, Jennifer, and I have the top five songs for this week in 1976.
Love it.
Number five belongs to a group called Sweet Fox on the Run, starring Shepard Stewart or Shepard Smith or whatever his name is. All right, crack it up, Richie.
Shepard Smith.
Shepard Smith. Why is this so meaningful for you?
Sweet had a handful of hits, like Love Is Like Oxygen.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Right,
and
yeah.
They were just kind of one of those early pop rock, kind of heavy rock pop bands that just connected with me. I dug them. They were great.
Well, that was the story during the early part of 1976, especially with this kind of music. The Ohio Players had the number four song this week in 76.
Good stuff, too.
Love Roller Coaster.
Love me some funk.
Pretty much what you heard is what you get for 3.5 minutes. Now, the next thing was not really a song. It was one of those novelty records that just grabbed on and held on for 3 months. It was number three this week in 1976, C.W. McCall. Yes.
Car. Got Breaker 19. This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan? Come on.
Now, what I'm trying to remember, and it's been so long since I recall this, I want to say this guy was a disc jockey, and this was not his real name.
He was a disc jockey, but he also had a couple of other hits. He had two other songs. No, like other songs.
Country songs?
We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the theater. By the time we hit that shy time,
there were two or three other songs that he had. Yeah, country songs.
have some reinforcements.
And he was a DJ, singer, activist, politician.
Tanks, jeeps, and rigs of every size.
Anyway, this was, there were a lot of novelty tunes around in the 70s. This was, I think, the lead when it came to that genre. The tune Convoy. Number three this week, 1976, brings us to the number two position. Horrible. Oh, God.
Sounds like you'd like it.
No.
For Diana Ross, I mean, this one's hard to warm up to.
All right, so let's warm up to Barry Manifold, who was number one this week, 1976. This is real music, Jennifer.
Oh boy.
Come on, Dax.
I got indigestion.
Come on.
I was just talking to Ken about we got an offer to give away tickets to his upcoming concerts here.
Really?
Yeah, are you interested?
Yeah.
Are you going to cry when you go to his concert with your girlfriend?
No.
But I remember the last time you went to his concert with a date, you couldn't hold it together and you lost it.
Yeah, you were crying.
Right.
A little.
No, it was just, well,
that's pretty manly.
Very meaningful. I am a man.
Yes.
I am in touch with my emotions.
Yeah.
That's more than I can say to you. Anyway, this is...
Saying I would be more of a man if I wept at Barry Manilow concerts?
I don't know whether you would.
That make me a man?
If I brought you to the concert instead of some woman, it would be interesting to see what experience you and
both of us weeping together at a Barry Manilow concert.
That'd be so cute. I'd like to take pictures.
There's a YouTube moment right there.
That's it. Right, exactly. All right. So, this reminds me, last night on the plane coming out, I watched a concert that Tony Bennett did with Lady Gaga, and it was one of the most interesting performances I have ever seen.
She's got pipes, man. She's
84 years old. She's 28. And the two of them fit together musically in a phenomenal way. It was a very entertaining thing if you get a chance to see it. 28 after.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer comes out the best in Wisconsin.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call
called a freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Let it go, Dudley. 33 at the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Bruce Schanelhoff will join us with his medical information that comes from his research between the lines in a few minutes. Meanwhile, a couple of things are continuing with the tensions in the Middle East. Thought it was interesting to note, by the way, Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn are here with me on Good Day. The Iranians have I get paid by the word. So sometimes I put words together. Supplant and surpass. I was going to put those two together.
Those are tough, by the way.
They are. So anyway, the Iranians have taken our place as the number one fighters against ISIS. Did you know that?
Good.
Iran? Yeah, it should be Middle Easterners anyway. Why is it us? It ought to be the Middle Easterners.
So, that's fine.
Now, they're into this, and they have been very vocal. The Iranians, well, most every Muslim country now has either participated in or is participating in events as much as having expression. Their events, for example, a massive march by a lot of anti-Islam nationalists planned for today in Germany. A lot of worry about violence because of the terrorist attacks in Paris last week by the radicals. Germany's justice minister urging the group called Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of the West.
They actually have an acronym, PEGIDA.
What is it?
PEGIDA.
Is it really?
Or Patriotic Europe? Yeah, and the article I'm looking at, Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of the West.
Yeah.
PEGIDA.
PEGIDA. Really?
PEGIDA.
Yeah.
I get that. All right. We're excited about the inaugural college football playoff. Yeah, no.
Go Oregon. Sorry, Ohio. I love you.
Oregon's number two, right? Ohio State's number four.
Mm-hmm.
The Oregon Ducks. How'd they get that name? Quack, 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 quack.
Because they're a bunch of quacks.
Are they?
No, I think
Ohio
that's
State,
good.
The Buckeyes. Too much emphasis
quack,
on this.
Buckeye.
Thing. Yeah. All right, so let's see here. Supreme Court trying to read the minds of Gilbert, Arizona town officials accused of discriminating against a local church by restricting signs advertising prayer services. When Good News Presbyterian Church makes its case against the town of Gilbert today, the argument will be that the town discriminated against it by restricting the size, placement, and how long they could keep the signs up. Restricting signs advertising prayer services. So this is a freedom of speech issue? What is it? I mean, I wouldn't be offended, but I saw a big billboard a couple of weeks ago, and it said on it, lust. And then it was, you know, dealing with it was some church and trying to get you to focus on why it is that you're so lustful and whether that's a sin, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. What's the big deal? Does anybody care? Would you care if there were signs in your town, Richie, advertising prayer services at the local church?
No.
But is that maybe... I wouldn't... Would you be upset if a Muslim... If a mosque put up an ad said, come pray with us at 4:30 every afternoon this week?
If they said, come pray with us? No.
Well... Well, come join us so we can blow up the rest of the town.
Wow.
That, yes, I would have problems.
Richie, can we do something about
that? Yeah, I'm going to have to reconnect her. So.
All right, anyway. I just
you know one
was...
thing that I did find that was interesting yesterday watching the Green Bay game, I think
some
it was.
Game. Yeah.
Is McDonald's had a commercial on.
Yeah.
And the commercial for this McDonald's showed all of their marquee signs, you know, where they go up and they put the letters up and it says, you know, happy birthday,
cheeseburger,
$1 billion soul, whatever it is. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of them locally might have a local message for their community.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 95th birthday to Miss Ann.
So how is that different than promoting a prayer service at a church?
And this is where this comes in. Several of the signs that they showed in this commercial during an NFL nationally televised football game were like, God blessed us today.
Mm.
God bless you. We have been blessed today by, you know, whatever.
God bless
and
the
Packers. I was like, you know what? That takes a little bit of guts for McDonald's to put those marquee signs in their nationally televised commercial. And I thought that was cool.
What would Jesus do when he came to a fast food restaurant?
He'd order the fish.
Fish, yeah.
I'd like a number 9 with extra tartar sauce, please.
Fast food deals seem to be hitting the streets fast and furious. Burger King, let's see here. What do we have? I've got a list of all of the new deals. Burger King announcing today the return of one of its most popular deals. 10 chicken McNuggets for $1.49. That's about half the price of what it usually takes to get a hold of 10 chicken McNuggets. They don't call them McNuggets at Burger King. Same thing, though. The McDonald's promotion, let's see here, comes and goes. 20 chicken McNuggets for $5. So you can get 10 for $1.49. Do you know what you're eating when you eat that garbage?
I don't want to know. It's
chicken
the pink
scraps.
Slime.
It's yellow slime, really, in essence. It's ground up bones and all of that other stuff. That's why they don't call it, they aren't really supposed to call it chicken because it isn't really chicken. That's why KFC doesn't have, they don't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken, it was KFC. And by the way, they have $5 fill-ups that include 2-piece thigh and drumstick, mashed potatoes, biscuits, a medium drink, and a chocolate chip cookie. $5 at KFC. Subway, winter specials, $6 menu includes 1 6-inch sub, chips, and a drink, $6. Dairy Queen. I love the Dairy Queen.
Why are we doing this again?
$5 lunch. I'm going through all the specials, Richie, for January, the fast food deals for January. Dairy Queen, $5 lunch. Listen, what's more important, this or whether they're shooting it up over in Paris? Come on, let's get a twist on reality, Rich. What's important?
By the way, back to the Oregon Ducks and how they got their name. I just wikied it.
Yeah.
They were originally called the Webfoot because of the fishermen who, I guess, were part of the school. But back in, and then it kind of went live ducks were the mascots in the 20s.
Uh-huh.
And in the 1940s, they were allowed to use the image of Donald Duck on a handshake deal with Walt Disney.
Wow.
And they officially became the Ducks.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to the lunch menu. $5 lunch at Dairy Queen. Bacon, cheeseburger, fries, drink, and a sundae for $5 at Dairy Queen this month.
Hey.
Pizza Hut offering a large two-topping pizza for $7.99. Carry-out deals only. Chipotle.
Why do that when you can get your own 3D printer and make your own pizza like they did at CES last week?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Pizza that was printed on your printer.
I'll go pass on that. Chipotle.
How they make the
free food with their sofrita orders. Folks who purchase organic tofu sofritas, save the receipt, will get a free burrito bowl, a salad, or an order of tacos from last part of January into February. Let's see here. Taco Bell offering free Dorito Locos. My God, what is this stuff?
That would be a taco with a Dorito crowd shell.
You know that.
Yeah.
Because I watch TV too much.
Yeah, they advertise it all over TV.
My God.
Don't you know anything?
Yeah, duh.
Come on now.
Yeah. I don't know what a sofrita is, though. Yeah.
I know that...
you're so out of it, Doug.
I know. It's
you're so not hip. You don't know what a Dorito taco is.
President Barack Obama proposing new laws to protect you. Wow. He's going to today discuss three new proposed laws aimed at protecting you.
His last law he passed to protect him, he just cost me $300 this month.
Right, exactly, yeah. So can we do without all this? Congress will hopefully dispatch it, and that'll be the end.
Oh, no, he's got executive authority. He can just...
I don't think he can do that. I don't think he can do what he wants to do here with executive authority. There's lots of other stuff, but I don't think he can do that. Four men got into a gunfight at a Kansas gun shop over the weekend, and they shot the gun shop owner, and he died. So they all are going to face first-degree murder charges, which, well, they ought to. What is the matter with you? Oh, yeah. Is that my...
Oh.
Wow.
Your chair's upset about it.
No, that's his microphone.
Oh.
Put some oil on that microphone stand. All right, so what do we have time for Bruce now, right? Richie, it's time for Bruce in a moment.
We do.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, Between the Lines. As long as we're talking about doctoring things, how are you doing with your heart? How's your blood pressure? Now the holidays are over. Did you, ladies and gentlemen, have an increase in your blood pressure? Have you not felt well? You're not feeling yourself? Going to the doctor to get your blood pressure and everything else checked out. If you've got high blood pressure and you're not on any prescription, although you can use Heart Factors Plus with prescriptions, most doctors understand the ingredients that boost the nitric oxide levels. It's basically arginine. Improve your cardiovascular health from top to bottom. Dr. Ken says that Heart Factors Plus is a way to feel better. He recommends this product to you. Heart Factors Plus. I recommend it. I'm taking it every day. It's great to get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. All kinds of benefits from Heart Factors Plus. Healthy blood pressure levels. If your blood pressure is too high, this will help bring it down because it cleans out your arteries, improves your circulation. Call now, 800-577-8560 to get this most popular supplement we've ever talked about on this program. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. Must be something to the fact this thing is so cool. And by the way, I mentioned Doug Steffen. Get a free bottle of their brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula coming along with Heart Factors Plus. Nothing but good all the way around. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Go out and lender license 1250 states and unless number 3030.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Doug, Richie, Jennifer, and now Dr. Bruce Schanohoff joins us for information between the lines. Did you know that it was National Folic Acid Week, Bruce?
No, I didn't.
Do you pronounce it folic or folic?
You say folic, I would say folic acid.
Folic acid.
But does that mean I have to go to Hallmark and get a card for somebody? Or what's the deal?
Have you had your B vitamins today? That's basically what folic acid is, B vitamins.
Well, it's pretty early here. No, I haven't had them yet.
You haven't had your B12, B6, all that stuff?
Not yet, no.
Well, I
just get up to visit with you for a few minutes.
All right, well, let's make sure the visit is worthwhile. Bruce is an alternative thinker. That's why he's here, because I'd like to think we were alternative thinkers. What's between the lines this week?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about what happened at Disneyland and the measles outbreak. And this always gets the media going on about non-vaccinating parents with highly inflammatory articles. So let's just review a few things here, okay? Number one, that the vaccine debate isn't between unruly parents and infallible scientists. It's actually between scientists with opposing views, because there are many scientists who don't buy into the whole vaccination thing as strongly as it is pressed on us by Big Pharma and the money interests. So let's review here. Number one, vaccines aren't as effective as promoted. Herd immunity is unproven. And as examples, in 1984, there were 76 cases reported in Hobbs, New Mexico, with a 98% vaccination rate. In 1989, there were 1,363 people in Quebec came down with measles, where they had a 99% vaccination rate. Now, if herd immunity were working, these wouldn't have happened. And there, I have 4 more examples. I just don't have time to read them all, and I don't think there's any point. But another really important thing to remember is measles is a self-limiting disease of childhood with an almost non-existent mortality rate in the U.S. And so when they get into this whole thing about measles as a killer disease, it is so off base. Poor countries in Africa where there's malnutrition, yeah, people die from measles. People don't die from measles in the United States unless they are severely compromised. And finally, and most importantly, you have to understand there is no vaccine for stupidity, unfortunately, because that's the one I would love to see come out on the market. Because people who take very young children under 8 months of age, to not just a public place, but an internationally public place like Disneyland, are exposing their kids to all kinds of things that there aren't even vaccines for. And it used to be common sense to not do that kind of thing. And we see that people now are just numb to that because they're so conditioned that Big Pharma will fix everything for us. So that's my...
Take a pill. Right? How many? Okay, let's go around the room here a little bit. Richie, how many pills do you take a day?
Oh, wow. 10.
10. Are they all related to your cancer?
No, just one. None of them are related to the cancer. One of them is Xarelto, which I'm about to get off of. But everything else is vitamins. Yes, I am.
Who says do it? All right, Jen, how many pills do you take a day?
Prescription or vitamins?
Just general.
I take a lot of vitamins because I take a lot of Vita Greens, and you take 8 as a serving.
Is it vitamins or vitamins, minerals, and supplements in general?
Supplements, and I take Vita Greens, multi, just one.
How many drugs? Yeah, how many drugs?
Just one.
One. She's a one drug girl.
Yeah.
All right, check out Bruce's website, 818newback.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Song from the movie of the same name hit number one this week in 1977. Movie was number one, song number one.
Woo-hoo.
Crank it up, Richie.
This ain't no place to be if you plan on.
We had a lot of fun. This movie was just silly. Fun.
And also my sometimes.
That song, I guess, they're good for five.
At the car wash.
There it is.
Well, those cars never seen those.
Movie moments time. Chuckers off till tomorrow. I'm sorry to hear that because I wanted to talk to you about a couple of big movies this weekend. Hey, Jen Jen will have the rundown of the top five, or if you have time, Jen Jen, the top 10 movies of the weekend. Story now is qualifying time. Between now and the 6th of February, every time we do a contest and you participate and you win, you'll become eligible for our drawing. I think it's February 6th, which he's telling me the truth, and I have no reason to believe that he's not.
Correctamundo.
6th of February, we're going to draw a one lucky listener's name, so you'll be able to have an all-expenses paid, I think a 4-day trip to the Turks and Caicos, or to Jamaica. You'll choose where you want to go. All-inclusive, you just have to get yourself there. And so if you'd like to qualify for that drawing, here's the, there are a couple of bits and pieces of sound here from the number one movie this week in 1988. I don't think it's going to be very difficult. When you figure it out, 888-302-3684.
Comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right? I get it.
Oh, man. I remember
I can see that guy, but I can't remember his name, the actor that's with... Robin Williams there. I can just see him. He very
sounds like Pesci, but it's not.
No, it does sound like Pesci. You're right, yeah, but it's not. No.
Oh, it's the guy that was in.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Yeah, okay. Him.
I almost just gave it away.
888-302-3684, and you figure out next clip.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Oh no! Don't go in there.
Oh hee ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Look, you've landed inside Gone. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvern Army. The Arvern Army. Oh no! Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
All right. I don't think we have
this. He's so great.
He was so great. All right, last clip. This is
hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me. Da Nang me. I don't think it's a rope and hang me. Hey, right. Is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late.
888. 302-3684. All right, so what's the name of the movie? To qualify yourself for the drawing on February 6th, to go to the Turks and Caicos, we have movie news, including box office totals, in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
All right, so we put everybody out of their misery and figure out what the name of this is, Richie?
Absolutely.
All right, you want me to talk to Terry? Who do you want me to talk to?
Terry's fine.
All right, Terry, hi, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Monroe.
Monroe, Louisiana. Good to have you on board. All right, what's the name of the movie?
Good Morning Vietnam.
Not very difficult. You've been in the service?
I have.
Were you in Vietnam?
No, actually, I was in Germany at the time the movie came out, though.
All right. Well, it was a lot of people loved it for a lot of different reasons. Terry, we're going to qualify you for our drawing February 6th. Stand by. Jennifer, what was the number one movie of the weekend?
Taken 3, Liam Neeson, $40 million.
Yeah, what was the second biggest?
Selma made 11, Into the Woods at number 3, The Hobbit at 4, and Unbroken at 5.
Good. All right. And the best motion picture, according to Golden Globes, was Boyhood in the drama department. Anyway, Transparent, best TV series, blah, blah, blah. Hi.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact.
with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.